Tom was sitting at the bottom of his bed, unlacing his boots, so that his back was towards Arthur, and he did not see what had happened, and looked up in wonder at the sudden silence. Then two or three boys laughed and sneered, and a big brutal fellow, who was standing in the middle of the room, picked up a slipper and shied it at the kneeling boy, calling him a sniveling young shaver. Then Tom saw the hole, and the next moment the boot he had just pulled off flew straight at the head of the bully, who had just time to throw up his arm and catch it on his elbow.
"Confound you, Brown! What's that for?"
roared he, stamping with pain. "Never mind what I mean," said Tom, stepping onto the floor, every drop of blood in his body tingling. "If any fellow wants the other boot, he knows how to get it." What would have been the result is doubtful, for at this moment the sixth-form boy came in, and not another word could be said. Tom and the rest rushed into bed and finished their unrobing there, and the old janitor had put out the candle in another minute and toddled on to the next room, shutting the door with his usual,
"Good night, gentlemen."
There were many boys in the room by whom that little scene was taken to heart before they slept. But sleep seemed to have deserted the pillow of poor Tom. For some time, his excitement and the flood of memories which chased one another through his brain kept him from thinking or resolving. His head throbbed, his heart leapt, and he could hardly keep himself from springing out of bed and rushing about the room. Then the thought of his own mother came across him, and the promise he had made at her knee years ago, never to forget to kneel by his bedside and give himself up to his father before he laid his head on the pillow, from which it might never rise. And he lay down gently and cried as if his heart would break. He was only 14 years old.